It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. It's the birthday of American restaurateur Bob Evans, born 100 years ago today in 1918 at Sugar Ridge in Wood County, Ohio. Best known as the founder of a chain of family-style restaurants that bears his name, his company also owns Owen's Country Sausage. The Evans family moved to Gallia County, Ohio in 1929 to be near relatives. They settled in Gallipolis, where Bob's father owned and managed a grocery store. He attended public schools there and graduated with honors in 1937 from the Greenbrier Military School in Lewisburg, West Virginia. He attended the Ohio State University School of Veterinary Medicine from 1937 to 1939. Bob Evans Farms got started when Evans began making sausage on his southeastern Ohio farm to serve at the 12-stool diner he owned nearby. The building where he made the sausage was built with open ends at the suggestion of his father, so it could be used as a machinery shed if the sausage business went under. The original Bob Evans restaurant on the farm was called the Sausage Shop. Although it started with 12 stools, today that same restaurant can seat 134. Local restaurants weren't willing to buy his sausage, so he started his own eateries, with the first one opening on his farm in 1962. These restaurants were designed in a red and white color steamboat Victorian style. The first of these new Bob Evans restaurants was located in Chillicothe, Ohio, but by the early 70s, the restaurants had expanded throughout the state. Expansion into other states began in the late 70s. Currently, Bob Evans Farms Incorporated has a $1.7 billion restaurant and retail foods products company that has restaurants in 19 states. After his retirement in 1986, Bob Evans remained actively involved in his community and with numerous causes. The only person in Ohio to be honored three times by the National Wildlife Federation, he spent more than 40 years preserving wildlife. He also planted seeds for the future of the agricultural industry through his support of youth organizations such as 4-H and Future Farmers of America. Bob Evans died at the Cleveland Clinic in 2007 while being treated for complications of a stroke. He is buried in Mound Hill Cemetery in Gallipolis. The monument at his grave features a red granite bench designed with the familiar Bob Evans restaurant roofline profile. Upon learning of his death, Ohio Governor Ted Strickland remarked, "Bob Evans was a true original. His life's work was bringing the warmth, the hospitality, and the good food of Ohio to the rest of the nation. We're proud of him, and we're all deeply saddened by his passing." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.